The small town of Mancos has never seen a violent attack on its school campus, but its school board members said that because of other attacks and school shootings recently, they want to be proactive.
I lay up night away thinking about this a lot. And one of my major, major concerns is these people sitting at this table with us put in a situation that will alter their life.
That's board president Blake Mitchell, as he gestured towards the three school principals who were at the table. Board treasurer Tim Hunter said that other small schools in the West, like Dove Creek, have provided special training to staff members or administrators to carry firearms. Some members of the Mancos school board could see their district doing that as well. But Hunter said that the training was not a simple process, like it is to obtain a normal concealed carry permit.
Training and the dedication and the mental mindset to do that, you know, it's not just somebody saying, yeah, I can carry a gun around school. It's not that at all. No.
Hunter and most of the other board members agreed that it can be very difficult for somebody to make those life-changing decisions under pressure, especially if the person involved is somebody they know. As an alternative, or possibly in addition to arming administrators, the Mancos board discussed hiring a school resource officer, or SRO. Mancos Elementary School Principal Kathy Epps mentioned how the Dolores SRO allowed students to talk about issues they might not otherwise mention to an administrator. But Mancos District Superintendent Brian Hansen said that the chances of finding funding for an SRO were close to none because there's so little grant funding available for those positions. Many of the board members supported both options, but they also agreed that they should keep considering ideas before they make a decision. Board member Monty Giles said he wanted to have more information and input from the community before taking any action.
I mean, we discussed what color to paint the hallways with the public. We may as well talk to them about this as well.
The board talked about hosting a public forum in the future to hear from parents and members of the community. And though they did not make any final decisions, they said they hoped it would not be too late before they did.